children, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day, when we remember with gratitude and affection and most of all prayers all of our mothers, both living and deceased. And now when the Mother's Day is approaching, we celebrate today Saint Monica, the mother of the great doctor and saint, Saint Augustine. I thought of parents and children during the week, because perhaps the most celebrated baby of the year was born. The royal family in England got a newborn baby girl, a real princess. She was welcomed to the world with big celebration, and the landmarks of London, like the Trafalgar Square and Tower Bridge, were bathed in pink light. Of course, most of the times, the saints of God, who prefer to stand in the light of God instead of light of the world, they have much more simple and modest starts to their lives. That was also the case of Saint Monica. When she was only a teenager, she was engaged to a man named Patrick. Out of humility and obedience for her parents, Saint Monica obeyed and served him faithfully as a wife and a mother. Patrick and Monica had two sons named Augustine and Navigius, and one daughter. In her life as a housewife and mother, Saint Monica took much delight and joy in taking care not only her house and children, but also taking care of the poor. She also went daily to Holy Mass, read the lives of the saints, and often visited the tombs of the martyrs. Thanks to her great prayers, Patrick eventually converted to the Catholic faith and was baptized. Unfortunately, Saint Monica's son, Augustine, had a very troublesome youth, and he became a follower of false doctrines. And this made Saint Monica so sad that she made her whole life's meaning to pray to God for the conversion of her dear son. And God answered her prayers, and Saint Augustine became a Catholic, a priest, and eventually a bishop. Before her death, when she was talking with her son, Saint Augustine, Monica said to him, "Son, there is nothing now in this life left that brings me joy. All my hopes in this world are now at an end. The only thing for which I wanted to live was that I might see you, a Catholic and child of heaven. What further business then I have here on earth? The only thing I ask of you is that you make remembrance of me at the altar of God, wherever you are." Children, a mother's prayers can truly affect far into the future. The birth of this princess and all these pink lights made me think of the lovely story about mother's love. A two-year-old boy once stood in the sunshine, sunshine streaming through the window, and laughingly he remarked, "Mommy, I'm standing in God's smile." His mother said, "Son, may God grant that you will always stand in God's smile." A few years later, the mother died, and the boy was taken by the relatives to live near King's palace. The boy grew in great favor with the king, entered to his service, and devoted his talents entirely to his ruler. And in many of his dealings, the boy, when he grew up, put the interests of the king above the interests of God. As he was one day going through some of his old things from his house, he found a tiny pair of shoes. With them was a note written by his long-dead mother. These shoes were worn by my boy when he was 2 years old. That was when he told me so sweetly, "Mommy, I'm standing in God's smile." God grant that my darling boy will always stand in the love of God. Now the young man realized that he had thought more of the smile of his king than he did of the smile of God. And from that moment he began to stand again in God's smile. Dear children, praises and lights of the world, whether they be pink or some other color, in the end mean nothing at all. All that matters is that you stand in God's light and smile. When Saint Monica was once talking about God with her family, the question was put out, "Who possesses God?" And her grandson, Adeodatus, in the simplicity of heart, gave the answer which Saint Monica applauded, "He whose soul is unspotted." Remember always to be good and obedient children of both God and your parents, and retain your soul unspotted and away from mortal sin. That is the best gift you can ever give to your mother, to your father, and most of all, to your God and Redeemer. And in this way, keeping your soul unspotted, you will certainly always stand in God's smile. God bless you.